Yo, this is Shark Puppet. Say what's up to the podcast.
Yeah, what's up, podcast? Yeah.
Yeah, dude, it's literally a fucking shark. Imagine this, dude.
What up, shark?
They're saying what up.
Yeah. Podcast.
All right, thanks, shark.
Bye.
What the fuck is the internet?
The internet?
And death.
That's how I met my new buddies.
You didn't let me finish my sentence. I said...
And death. Rated R.
Germs and ghouls. Babies and boys, welcome back, Internet Phantoms Podcast. Let me lower it down a little bit because it's the chilled out edition. That's right. September fucking sucks. The 2020 hasn't been really good. Hasn't been very good. September, it seems like it's very bad for a lot of people. Everyone's dying. Things are just whack. The witch I mentioned a couple episodes ago is dead now. I thought she was gonna live forever. She did not outlive me.
Whoa, the witch died?
Yeah, my great-grandmother's dead.
Oh my god.
What do you mean by she's a witch?
I felt like maybe she was a witch. I was fucking mad high and I was just thinking.
I mean, that's just real. She might be. You never know.
I mean, unless someone like burned her or drowned her. I don't know how she died, so maybe. But do you believe in witches? Let's just go from there. We're with Lil Fendi. Rhode Island
legend. Rhode Island legend, if I have to say so myself.
Thank you.
I do have two questions off rip. I want to know if you believe in witches.
Well, definitely. Definitely, yeah.
Have you ever met someone who you thought maybe was a witch?
Oh, yeah, I have.
Who?
I don't want to speak about it, but I have.
All right. Wait, do you have where you're like has anything ever happened where you're like, yo, she's got to be?
Well, I mean, she just like would always say it. She would, you know.
Oh.
Yeah, dude, and would really prove it. She would prove it to me multiple times that she was a witch, but not like a bad witch. Not a bad witch. It's like a good one. You know, you never know. She could not be a witch at the same time. She could just be saying that.
If I was a bad witch, I would call myself a good one. You to other people.
I would too. It's like reverse psychology type shit.
I guess we could hit him with like your uprising in Rhode Island and what it was like growing up there.
Yeah, because I got some questions because we're both out here in Rhode Island, so yeah. I got some questions about this. About
y'all
this.
Literally like down the road from each other.
We could hug right now.
But yeah, growing up in Rhode Island, I mean, it's really small here, as you know that. Really small, not a lot's going on. You know, it is really cool here though. It's like unique in its own way. It's really beautiful. We have some beautiful things here. Like our beaches are phenomenal. I mean, as a kid, I was really the outsider, you know, in school. I never fit in. I never liked school either. Not too much to it, really. I used to play basketball. I went to like a behavioral school. I mean, my sixth grade teacher, the last school I was in, it was at Warwick Neck. Her name was Miss Caruso. I hope she listens to this one day because
you never know.
Yeah. I mean, she took me out of the classroom one day because I was putting my head down because I was really tired because I didn't really sleep good because they had me on Adderall when I was young. And I would just stay up late. And she told me I was going to be nothing in life because I wanted to do the schoolwork. And yeah, I mean, it just was something I never wanted to do. I never liked school. You know, anyone listening to this, though, I mean, you don't have to do school. But if something you want to do doesn't involve school, I strongly suggest you do that. I'm not saying to drop out of school, though.
No, that's facts, because that's one thing I don't like when, like, y'all see, like, bigger names being like, yo, fuck school, you don't need school, but it's like, sometimes,
yeah,
though...
school is definitely necessary if it's something you want to do.
Exactly, but not only that, but, like, I feel like sometimes school will bring you to the realization that, nah, this isn't what I want to do, I want to do something else, I want to be different.
Yeah, no, ever since kindergarten, I didn't want to be in there.
See, my first day of kindergarten, I cried the entire fucking day.
I tried to wear sunglasses my first day of kindergarten.
Dude, ever since... Dude, when I first went into kindergarten, I thought everyone was fake. I didn't know why I was here. Because, like, as I was a kid, I didn't really have a lot of friends or anything until, like, school. You know what I mean? And I went into the school, and I'm, like, looking at all these kids. I thought it was fake. And, like, you know, like, I don't know. It's weird.
It's like a false reality.
Yeah, no, exactly. I was like, why am I here?
They're trying to sell you the false narrative that if you go to school that you're going to be successful in life, where even if you fucking go and graduate, get yourself a diploma, you're still going to be in the same position as everybody else, except they're going to fucking push the agenda of, in order to be successful in life, you got to go to college, get yourself a degree. But in reality, that shit just going to fuck it. That's the biggest scam in the fucking world.
Yeah, no, it's just, it's all about money in this world.
Which, I mean, granted, I'll give them this, like, yeah, 50, 60 fucking years ago, 30, 40 even maybe, yeah, you needed a fucking education.
Yeah, yeah, no, not, but nowadays we have the internet.
Exactly. Things change.
Majority of these kids are educated from the internet. Yeah, no, I'm definitely educated from the internet also. I can't tell you one thing I learned in school. When I went into that behavioral school, I was really lost because I wasn't like everyone else. I didn't like the same kind of music. I was just different. You know, I don't know. I went from living in Cranston to switching over to like Warwick, where it's like all rich kids. And mind you, I'm not from there. My family's not rich. You know, you guys know Jeff Hardy, right?
Oh, yeah.
That is my biggest inspiration ever. He makes music too. He makes fucking badass music.
He's out there though. He's another planet. He's one of them where it's just like there will never be a Jeff Hardy ever again.
Yeah, I know. Just like how there'll never be a little Fendi ever again, or there'll never be a face tat. You know what I mean? It's just, I don't know. Jeff Hardy has just influenced me so much. That was my superhero as a kid.
See, that's why I wanted Fendi on this podcast for a hot minute, because he's like the only one that I know that's like into wrestling as like much as me and you are.
Dude, I fucking love wrestling.
Oh, wait, for real?
Yeah, dude, I love wrestling. I mean, I'm not too into it nowadays because I'm really just into music now, hardcore. But I still go back and watch it. I stopped watching it back in like 2016.
Dude, see, that's when they were trash. You gotta peep AEW.
Dude, AEW is gas.
Yeah. I watched AEW. Yeah, nice. Shout out Tony Khan.
I love Cody Rhodes.
Yo, he's, oh yeah. I mean, fuck Brandi Rhodes. That's all I'm going to say.
Why?
She gets so much screen time just because she's mad. She's not a good wrestler. She's just not.
Yeah, I know that.
She's a bad character. We're a Tony Khan podcast. And an NXT podcast. Shout out NXT. You guys are doing all right.
Yeah, shout out NXT. They're pretty cool. I mean, my friend Cam like is obsessed with him. He's like, dude, you need to watch NXT. I'm like, dude, I really don't care.
I guess the next question I want to get into is like,
thank you, because I was about to say like we're getting sidetracked. I'll talk about wrestling all night.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I guess what was like the first song that you put out, and what year was it in?
Well, the first song I ever put out was like a freestyle in like 2015 with my friend Wayne and his friends that were his roommates. It was so fucking ass. You can never find it on the internet anywhere, I don't think.
How do we find it?
Yeah, we're going to have to do some research and find that and play that.
It wasn't even under Lil Fendi. My old rap name was Young Exotic.
Oh, no.
It was so cringy. Yeah, I was only 14 years old, man. You know, I was just really confused on what I was doing.
That's probably the best 14-year-old rap name ever.
And I was just smoking a lot of weed, you know.
14. Yeah, that'll do it to you.
If you had no limb, do you think you could smoke bud or just like get fucked up and just like...
Dude, personally, I don't even smoke weed.
Oh, nah?
Nah, I do once in a while, but I don't...
Young Exotic over here doesn't smoke weed.
Yeah, I stopped smoking weed once I realized that it's like a psychedelic drug, and that shouldn't be something that someone smokes every day.
That's a good point. What makes you think that?
It makes me lazy, and it makes me really be in my head. So I'm like thinking, I can use this drug like I use acid, you know, do it once in a while. You know, I like smoking weed on acid. It really brings out the acid high.
What's dropping acid like for you?
I dropped acid two nights ago. I've done it like 8 times.
How's that? Have you ever had like a bad one? Not to like...
Oh, yeah, dude. I had a fucking terrible trip. This was like back in May or April. I dropped a tab, and then 3 hours later, I dropped another tab and I lost my mind. And I thought like my friends were the FBI, and I thought they were trying to put me in jail. And I thought my phone was like watching me and shit. It was really bad. That's only because I like spread the acid. I took one, and then 3 hours later, I took another one. I guess you're not supposed to do that.
Yeah. So you essentially took one. You took a tab while tripping.
Yeah, mind you, these tabs are gas too. These were gel tabs.
Oh yeah, yeah. I seen these. This was...
Wait, what the fuck? What's a gel tab?
The best way to describe it is like it looked like a fucking Halls, like a cough drop,
like a fruit breezer.
Yeah, no, it's like a it looks like a little cough drop. Yeah.
What the fuck?
And then they have the paper ones too. I like the paper ones way better, personally. I feel like the fucking gel tabs are fake, dude. The gel tabs feel fake.
I don't trust that. In 2020, if drugs start to change shape and form, nah, I ain't fucking rocking with it. There's too much press shit. There's too much fake for some goddamn reason. I mean, it's for money. You make more money if you fucking make fake shit.
I don't understand why people do that. I mean, why don't you just say it's the fake drug instead of saying it's this other drug?
The junkies will still buy it. You'll still make money.
Yeah.
I mean, D-Tech. Shout out D-Tech. We were smoking fake, bud. We knew it was fucking fake, but it got you fucked up, so you're going to buy it.
Yeah, me and Sam, we do fake Adderall sometimes. It's like, least we think
no,
it's
No, it definitely meth, is, because this motherucker, actually, let me talk about this.
I'll take them. I'll take those. Nah, I don't give this a fool's... fuck.
I mean, dude, some people will come on here and lie to you about drug abuse and shit. I'll be openly about any drug I've taken or anything I've done. I'm not going to come on here and like lie. Yes, I've taken laced Adderall with meth.
I've taken fake Xans. We all out here.
Yeah.
It happens. It happens.
Mind you, this Adderall is like fucking nuts, dude. You know, I don't like to do it a lot because it gets really weird. My body will just like feel like it's collapsing and like, oh man, it's just really scary.
Off those fake ones or in general?
Yeah, just those fake ones.
Well, possibly fake ones.
Yeah.
Because I was taking Adderall for like, maybe, like, Christ, like 4 months straight.
Yeah, Adderall is a cool drug.
And I feel like I never got that feeling. I mean, granted, I was sleeping like 4 hours a night, if that, but.
Yeah, I'd be doing that sometimes. It's like weird. My sleep schedule is a little fucked up. I'll be staying up for like a night or two, and then I'll sleep for 2 days. I just stay up making music.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. Are you at least being productive, or are you just like sitting there?
Oh, hell yeah, dude. I'm like, yeah, I love making music. It is like, imagine a kid playing with their toys. That's how I feel making music.
That's what's up. I fuck with that.
Next question, I guess we could get into is I'm trying to think what song this is. Is Pesos, is that the one that Big Head produced?
Nah, it's Drop Top Boomin'.
That one. That's the same one that there's a Peep song and Tracy song on that same beat that hasn't been released yet.
Yeah, I heard it. I think it's way cooler than my song. That's just me though.
Well, I wanted to just ask you like how you came across that beat and how the video came together.
Oh, it's on Big Head's website. I released it a long time ago.
And then, I just recorded that one day and then realized that this was going to be the one that we shoot a video for and then found the...
I never shot a video for that song. I think you're thinking of Pesos.
I definitely am thinking of Pesos then. But I guess we could talk about that because the Pesos videos, that's the one that you had the bench truck in there. It was like the G-Wagon or some shit that you were in front of?
Yeah, it was on the side of the road.
Wait!
Dude, I was a... Back then, dude, I was just looking for anything to flex. I mean, nowadays, I flex my true self, but... Back then, I was just really looking for anything to flex, and because I was so lost on like trying to find an image, you know, that rock star or like rapper image. And then in reality, it was just really me the whole time. Like me is the image. So I just embrace that now.
That's great. I mean, it obviously worked because FaceTat's over here asking a fucking question about it.
Yeah, it did. It was pretty cool. It all came together. I mean, I said in the song, I was like, grab all of the band stuff, a minute band struck. And dude, it was just weird. I kind of like manifested that moment.
Oh, so it was already in the song.
Yeah. No, that's why we stopped and took a video in front of it. It was in front of this old fashion store that was in Cranston. I can't remember the name.
Oh, the Vintage Spot.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just peeped this. It's just about to hit 40K. This Pesos video.
Yeah. That's such a blessing.
Off of Addy, not a Xan.
That's back when I was like anti Xanax because like I stopped doing Xanax, and you know I was like. Then I saw that little peep died from Xanax.
Yo, these comments on this video are so fucking funny.
I know, dude.
Oh, wait. Internet Phantoms, new segment. Lil Fendi comments. What do we got? Yeah, I got my first show in a month.
Grab all of the band stuff, I'm in a band shot. All right, so the top comment here is, just popped a Xan 5 minutes before I clicked. Wish it was an Addy now.
Yeah, dude, I remember I first saw that comment. I just started like geeking. I could not help it.
What else we got, FaceTat? That's good. What else we got? That's good.
Imagine going back to your Benz truck that you just parked across the road to do some groceries and see a group of kids with some cash and a camera dancing in front of it.
Honestly, I would think it's a beautiful sight. I would be like, wow, these kids are like, you know.
I'd be worried at first, and then I'd be like, you know what? I'm helping these kids out, realistically.
Yeah, no, the guy was cool about it.
Oh, he was around.
Yeah, yeah, he worked in that store. That's what I was trying to say. I went in that store because it was parked in front of that store, and I was like, whose bench truck is that outside? He's like, oh, it's mine. I can't remember his name. This was so long ago. It was like 2 or 3 years ago. And I was like, do you mind if I get like a couple scenes in front of it from my music video? He's like, yeah, go ahead. He was cool about it.
Oh, that's dope. Yeah. Oh, shout out. I don't even remember the story.
Shout out the guy probably with the bench truck. I don't.
Yeah, shout out. No, you know, he don't even need a shout out. He was on a Netflix show. Fuck that guy. I don't remember the name of that show. The show about the guy who is into like bootleg clothing and vintage shit.
Oh, I know what you're talking about now. I don't know the name of it, but I kind of want to. Yeah, I want to talk about how fucking this Living in the Past song with Sevi has gotten playlisted on these two SoundCloud playlists.
Are you gassing yourself up on an interview?
No, I'm not. No. Just listen. No, because this is where it goes crazy. Because the second one that I got put in, it's called Rap for Doomsday. And like the art, it's literally fucking Suicide Boys. And it says goth rap. And I'm like, this song has nothing to do with goth or rapping at all. And I'm just so confused.
That shouldn't even be a phrase. Goth rap? They didn't even try.
Shit can't stay the same forever. Shit eventually has to evolve.
No, I feel that, but I mean, like, a phrase like goth rap, it's like, just try.
I think that whole culture thing's stupid. You just be yourself. Be you. Do you. People come up to me and they're like, you know, what are you, like an emo rapper? I'm like, no, I'm a me rapper. I don't even consider myself a rapper. I'm a fucking artist.
You're an artist. You just make shit. You make shit that you feel.
Yeah, exactly. I don't.
An emo rapper is someone who goes, yo, I love Lil Peep. I'm going to make Lil Peep music.
Yeah, majority of TikTok.
There's apparently a huge pedophile circle on TikTok.
Oh, yeah, dude, you go on it. It's just a bunch of 13-year-olds shaking their ass. Who the fuck wants to see that?
That's really fucking weird.
Yeah, it's sick. That app really shortens your attention span, too.
And it ain't even about, like, oh, well, it's because it's a platform. Kids are going to be kids. No, because I was a MySpace kid, so I was MySpaced out. And granted, I might have gotten groomed by old people. I don't know. We still don't know. We don't know what their age was because they were role play accounts. Whatever.
Tumblr was cool. I miss Tumblr.
I miss Tumblr, and then it got ruined because they stopped showing porn.
Personally, I haven't watched porn in a long time.
I wish I could say the same.
Dude, honestly, it is so bad for you.
Really?
Back on that attention span thing, it has a lot to do with, like, bro, you're going to lack so much confidence. You're going to find yourself scared to talk to real women, you know, because you're so used to seeing like this fake thing, you know, like it's like a fake thing. It really fucks with your mind. It really, the government and everything like is allowing that on the internet. Just imagine that. They're allowing people having sex. Sex is not like what people think it is. It's a special thing. And that shouldn't be ruined to kids' minds. Because I remember when I was 14, the first thing I went and did was watch porn. You know, like, I don't know, dude.
Wait, you waited till 14 to watch porn?
Yeah.
Damn, bro. Catch up.
Yeah, nah. I mean, as a kid, I watched it here and there, but yeah.
I was about to say, because I got fucking, I don't know if I talked about, I definitely talked about this in the past.
You've never talked about when you first watched porn.
Oh, so I didn't, oh my God, this is, yeah. So let's like bring it to roughly 2007, 2008. I found it.
Oh my God.
Yeah, dude, it was, I found a DVD.
How old were you?
I was six or seven.
Whoa!
I was like 6 or 7. And this is back, remember when like the TVs had like VHS and DVD players on, like
attached,
like on the TV, yeah, like built into it. So it was about like that time I had a TV like that and I had a VHS player and DVD player on it. So, like at this point in time, I found a DVD in my dad's room because I was being fucking weird, looking around for weird shit.
I think that's how I discovered porn too. Now that you're saying this, yeah,
that's how I found out about porn. I was snooping through my dad's shit.
Yeah, so boom, I found a DVD and I'm like,
fuck dads.
No, but listen, dude, it was like this thick black girl on the front cover of it. She was fine as hell, right? And I'm like, oh, I gotta watch this one.
That Rochester tape.
Bro, I put that bitch in the DVD player and, you know, I'm watching it. There's like, I watched like two little scenes and I'm like enjoying it. And then I'm like, I'm starting to think to myself,
yo, wait. Scenes are like fucking 15 to 30 minutes.
Probably like 15, 30 minutes.
You straight sat there through a whole scene and go, let me see what's on next.
Yeah, exactly. Because I remember it so vividly that they were at a water park and this dude was getting head on the water slide.
Ah, that's dope. I want to watch that now.
No, but this is where it fucked me up for like the future. So, bro, this is where it gets fucked up, though. Is it like it fucked me up in like the future? Because I was expecting, like, I don't know what the fuck was good with this DVD.
Nah, porn definitely taught me how to have sex. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but yo, did y'all? I don't know what the fuck was good with this video, but like all the bitches in the videos had fucking clit piercings.
What? That's weird. That's very specific.
Yeah, and I was like, so growing up, I thought that that was like normal. Like all bitches got they turn 18 and got their clit pierced. Yeah, no, nah, and so that like really fucked me up. But no, nah, but I watched like those two scenes, and then all of a sudden I start hearing like footsteps coming up the stairs, and I'm like, oh no, that's my mom. See, yeah, bro, I hear these fucking footsteps coming up the stairs. I'm like, oh shit.
So you put it louder.
No, I ran to the TV and I'm like pressing the button to eject the DVD.
How far were you from the TV? Were you just chillaxing? Were you just maxing on the couch, just watching porn?
No, I was in my room. I was sitting on like a little beanbag.
That's what I'm saying. You weren't even like at the TV, like, yo, maybe someone might come in, I should turn this off. You were just maxing. You were just chilling.
Yeah, not even like thinking about
nothing. You weren't even pressed.
Dude, kids are hella curious. Kids are curious, dude, because they're always lied to.
Bro, so I'm sitting there, I'm watching the shit, hear the footsteps, and I'm like, oh fuck. So I get up real quick and I start pressing the eject button on the DVD player and the shit's not coming up.
No.
And it's not stopping. Yo, it's not stopping. Nothing's happening. And the shit's just like, ooh. And I'm like, oh no. My mom opened the door and started freaking.
You got caught?
Yes.
Yo, this took a turn. I didn't expect that. You got caught watching porn at 7.
Fucking face that.
But it's like, what do you even say to a 7-year-old? Like,
bro, I don't know. I got tweaked out on. That's all. And then like that kind of fucked me up and I had trauma because I got yelled at for watching porn.
That makes me wonder, like, do you think that kind of like not scars, but like
it definitely has a negative effect on your brain?
Yeah, it gives the effect that like whatever I'm looking at isn't good and not supposed to happen if I'm getting yelled at for it at such a young age. You know what I mean?
You know when you're watching porn, right?
Yep.
You know what your brain is thinking?
I know what it's thinking. I'm trying to bust.
Yeah, your brain thinks it's sex. It ruins real sex for you. I promise.
It definitely ruined condoms for me. Because there have been times where they'll be like, oh, like, do you have a condom? I'll be like, yeah. I don't know if it's just the condom fact or the getting out of the mood fact or if it's porn being literally like condom free 9 times out of 10. Where there have been a couple of times where I've straight gotten soft trying to put a condom on because I'm just like, this isn't it. This ain't it.
But it's like, I guess it's like normal because like as a kid, I didn't know the information that I know now. If I did, I wouldn't have done the things I did. But, you know, everything happens for a reason. Everything's a growth situation, so.
I mean, I have gotten to the point where my brain kind of separates, like, what I'm watching is, like, pure, like, entertainment. Like, they're actors, essentially. They're actors.
Yeah. They're having real sex, though. That's like, what they're doing is real.
Oh, there's definitely juices flowing around everywhere.
There's a lot of demons in porn, dude. There's like, you can see it. Like, it's just filled with like this negative, fucking dirty energy.
A lot of bad people.
It's just filled with negative, dirty energy that I think is disgusting now.
God, see, I'm definitely not going to look at porn the same this whole week.
Yeah, no.
I'm going to try. I'm going to try to look at it how I used to.
Dude, discipline is the best thing for you. Try it. Live uncomfortable to be comfortable.
That might be the realest thing I've heard on the Internet Phantoms podcast yet.
That is real comfort.
Quote that.
You might have just got me off of porn for good.
Dude, start taking cold showers. Do anything that seems uncomfortable for you.
Shout out cold showers. So at the liquor store, it's like...
Oh, yeah. FaceTime was telling me you work at a liquor store. How is that?
Personally, for a drunk, I love it. I get paid to just hang around alcohol.
Yeah, no, ever since I got my neck tied, I get served for cigarettes at a lot of places. I never tried alcohol. Yeah.
Wait, is the cigarette age in Rhode Island 21
yeah,
now?
Yeah, it is.
Just recently. Yeah, a couple months ago, I think.
Fucking stupid.
It really is fucking stupid. But military's still 18.
Yeah, someone can go put their life on the line, right? But they can't go buy a pack of cigarettes.
Yeah, but you can't have a fucking cigarette to chill out.
Yeah, it makes no sense, man. A lot of things don't make sense.
You want to die? Yeah, come on. Come, we'll let you in. Fucking bullshit.
I question everything. COVID-19 is fake. They can come kill me right now. COVID-19 is fake. I'm not getting a fucking vaccine.
I think it's real.
No, it is fake.
Who have gotten it. I know people who have gotten
it. Yeah, they're just planting it in anyone, bro. I think that shit is fucking fake.
Well, but that's the thing. Even if it's planted, it's still like it exists. But I don't think at this point it's.
Yeah, you're right.
It's at the level that we think it is. I do kind of believe that.
It's the fucking flu, dude.
But at this point, my anxiety has like been driving up the wall where it's like, I don't even care. I'll wear the fucking mask.
It's just my opinions. No, I think there say people with like heart attacks or something, or like someone with cancer or just something. I've even questioned cancer before. I mean, I think that's like something. I don't know. That was something as a kid, because like my grandmother, my dad's mom, God rest her soul, she died from cancer like 6 months after I was born. I didn't get the chance to like meet her and shit. So I like really dug deep into the whole cancer thing. And I don't know, just like shit like was just weird. I feel like they like put that in them or something. I don't know. I don't know for sure. I know for sure that COVID-19 is fake, but not cancer. You know, cancer is just something I question. It's definitely man-made. It's definitely man-made. But
I'm not against the thought of any disease being man-made.
Yeah, no, everything is man-made besides a cold. A cold is natural. It's the changing of a season, you know? Everything else is fucking man-made. I want, if any of my fans or supporters listen to this, please do not get a vaccine. Try your hardest to just.
Are you an anti-vaxxer?
No, it's just, I think the chips are going to be in the vaccines. The chips that they have in China, they could possibly be in the vaccine. And I'm not trying to make you guys a target in any way, because the government listens to everything, but they can fucking come kill me for all I care. I just want everyone to.
They can come kill me. I'll dap them up for that. Please come kill me.
Fuck the U.S. government, dude. Fuck the U.S. government.
Internet Fandoms Podcast, fuck the U.S. government. But thank you for allowing us to record.
I want to thank them for one thing. Y'all. The internet, me being able to release my music on it and meet cool people. But other than that, I don't give a fuck, dude. Dude, the way I came up with my name is so weird. The way I came up with my name.
I've assumed it's just. You know, it's Fendi.
It's not because of the brand Fendi.
Let's get into it.
I don't really care too much about designer clothes, to be real with you.
Don't cap like you ain't have that Fendi belt on with the trues and the Aeropostale shirt.
No, definitely. Oh! But dude, how the name Fendi got brought up was me and my boy Eric. We were in my kitchen? Yeah, no, I was making like a sandwich, dude. I was making like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Like back
nice.
In the beginning of
shout out PB&J.
It was like the end of 2016, and I was like really trying to find a new rap name. I was getting sick of that Young Exotic shit. Like, shit was fucking whack. And I was like, what do you think? And he just looks at me and goes, Lil Fendi. I'm like, dude, that's so fire. I'm like, that's fire, bro. What? I'm like, this is insane. I'm like so gassed off the name. I instantly go and change my thing to Lil Fendi everything.
And I feel like it's also like it's dope because like it's personal. It's like your boy just said it.
Yeah, no, definitely. And that was like my best friend at the time, my friend Eric. He lives in Philadelphia now. He's like straight up. Good for him, man. You know, I miss him.
Ah, we out here. We're segueing all day long. Internet Fandoms Podcast. I feel like it's very difficult to find a music scene like with rap in Rhode Island.
Yeah, it definitely is. The hip hop scene out here is pretty cool. I mean, my old manager took me in front of D Gomes, and D Gomes looked at me like I was just a kid.
When it's like that's the future though, it's like why?
Yeah, mind you, he wasn't that much bigger than me. I had songs that were streaming more than him, and he didn't even know this. I'm like, he's like looking at me like I'm just nobody, and I'm like, oh, that's cool, bro.
Wait, who's D Gomes?
He's one of the popping artists out here. No, nothing but respect to D Gomes and King OSF and all them. They're fucking great. I love their music. But he was just looking at me like, you know, kind of talking to me like I was just nothing, you know. Dude, you guys want to know about Jimmy Sticks? Should I get into detail about fucking Jimmy Sticks?
Yeah.
Do you want me to tell you about Jimmy Sticks? Are you sure? Like, you want to know?
He's a crackhead, right? Or something?
He's the neighborhood crackhead who cuts everyone's lawns.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about Jimmy Sticks.
And rides his bike everywhere. Every time I leave my home, I see Jimmy Sticks riding his bike, carrying these fucking trash cans filled with gas. And you just hear the scraping. It's like, this loud scraping noise. Everyone just. Me, Sam, everyone knows. Like, yep, we already know. Yep, we get it. Dude, you guys, you need to meet Jimmy Sticks. Every time I see him, I go, Jimmy!
Yo,
my boys are here right now. They're in the other room. They're geeking. It's just the funniest shit.
Wait, who you got with you? Bring them in.
Come in here. They want you on the podcast. I'm with Trey. I'm with Baj, my boy, a young OTS, and Baj's brother. Everyone say what up to the podcast. Baj is here. Baj, say what up.
Yo, what's up? I'm Baj. What up? I'm Henny Milk. Oh, God, I hate
soup. Oh, nice Henny Milk.
Yo.
Yo, what up, Henny Milk? Jimmy Sticks.
Jimmy Sticks!
We need Jimmy Sticks on the podcast right now.
Yeah,
right,
no, maybe I can try and get him on the podcast.
Even if you record a snippet of him on your phone and send it over, I'll do a Jimmy Sticks segment.
Oh, dude, nah, he's like fucking nuts. If I ever bring my phone out in front of him, bro, he'll think I'm like the FBI, dude. He's like fucking nuts. Hold on, Baj wants to say one more thing. Hold on.
Show a Jimmy Sticks story right here.
Yes, all right. Internet Fandoms Podcast exclusive Jimmy Sticks story.
So we was all balling up at the bowl court. It's like right across the street from my crib. And we see him on a bike. So we all say what's good to him. And then he comes in the basketball court on the bike. And we start running threes with Jimmy Sticks. And like, it's just mad funny because like, we've only ever seen him cut lawns. Like, that's literally the only thing we've seen him do. Like,
don't tell me he was shooting threes.
Bro, he was shooting threes.
Yo. Jimmy Sticks is going to the playoffs, baby.
Yes, sir. Every time he sees me, he goes, bro, mind you, Kobe, RIP to Kobe Bryant. He died like 8 months ago. This is like a touching topic. And it's like, you know, just the fact that Jimmy Sticks always asks me this is just kind of funny. Knowing that I know, he goes, hear about Kobe Bryant dying? Dude, Kobe Bryant died like 8 months ago.
Still,
you know?
He still asks you about that?
Yeah, dude, he asks me every time. Oh, you see LeBron in the playoffs?
Where he watching basketball, though? Where he be watching the game?
He has his own little apartment on like a next street. Jimmy got his shit together. He just likes to smoke his shit. You know what I mean?
But we all be like that, though.
I don't know. I don't smoke no fucking crack.
Would you ever smoke crack with Jimmy Sticks just to tell that story? Just to be like, yo, you know I did it?
I would not smoke crack because it's something my mom did. I would, hell no, dude. Just the shit that my mom and dad did, it's just really touching to me and like weird. I can't force myself to do it. So I choose to do things that they didn't do.
My dad was a huge crackhead. Loved it. Y'all make a Jimmy Sticks song. Oh wait, yeah, Fendi made the little the Jimmy Sticks song.
Yeah, him and Dead Sammy, they made a fucking goddamn hit.
I came here with a blicky on my track pants.
Months ago, FaceTaz sent me that song months ago going, yo, this song's about a Rhode Island crackhead. I'm like, what? With that, FaceTaz, do you want to do the outro? I got nothing. I don't know where to start. There's so much.
Dude, there's gonna be episode 2 with fucking Fend ASAP. We got to get him on because there's so much shit to talk about.
Yeah, definitely. I want to come on here more than 2 times. You know, I want to make surprise.
Pull up whenever
all the time. Oh yeah, dude. Oh yeah. I'm free a lot during the day.
Shout out fucking Lil Fendi for coming on the Internet Fandoms podcast.
Shout out you guys.
I don't remember what episode that this is or when this fucking shit is coming out.
32, I think.
Okay, so episode
32. Don't hold me to that. Say okay. I 31 or 32.
It's one of those. So, Internet Fandoms podcast, special guest Lil Fendi. Go stream his new song.
Love Topic.
Yeah, Love Topics, produced by Lil Fendi. Shit is a fucking hit. But yeah, we have Lil Fendi on here. Part 2 coming soon. Go stream that. Alien Things music video October 2nd.
Yeah, that'll be out by the time this video comes out.
We out here. Internet Fandoms podcast, like FaceTat said. He said everything already. I got nothing. Racks, I got plenty. Ride with me, blowing dough through the city. Rely on me, I got racks, I got plenty. Come my way, little mama, I'ma put you in Prada. Come my way, little mama, I'ma put you in Prada. Oh baby, crazy, but I love it. Me and the Bentley, marijuana puffing. I am the one to turn nothing to something. I am the one that you gon' be loving. Oh, you want a Birkin, baby, that's nothing. I'm with the gang, we steady gunning. Made it to the top without a handout. I caught a R, that's a man down. Made it to the top without a handout. I caught a R, that's a man down. Ride with me, blowing dough through the city. Rely on me, I got racks, I got plenty. Ride with me, blowing dough through the city. Rely on me, I got racks, I got plenty. Come my way, little mama, I'ma put you in Prada. Come my way, little mama. Baby, I
If he run up on me, get his wig split. Ride with me, blowing dough through the city. Rely on me, I got racks, I got plenty. Ride with me, blowing dough through the city. Rely on me, I got racks, I got plenty. Come my way, little mama, I'ma put you in Prada. Come my way, little mama, I'ma put you in Prada.